like all the parshas here, they're all relevant to these days. Two nekudas maybe. Vayelech Moshe vayedaber. So, here it's an extra lashon, which is we don't find it anyplace else in Kiddush, as far as I know. You don't find vayelech vayedaber. Vayedaber Moshe. What's Vayelech Moshe Vayedaber? It's extra. So I saw Tzaddik brings in Pitzaddik at the beginning of the parasha that in the Zohar, there is a Zohar, he brings it. So Zohar asks, La'an Holach. I don't know, I didn't get this one. My vast ideas of Zohar don't extend to this. Vayelech Vayedaber La'an Holach, supposedly. And then he says a Hezbollah like this. I don't think this is what the. He's Masber Alpi, an interesting Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufnu Beza Meralf. Kufnu Beza Meralf. It says on the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk, Ki Hailech Adam, tell us, Ki Hailech Adam El Beis Oilomoy. So Chazal Darsh and Melamed, El Beis Oilomoy. That means you have his Oilom, his world. Say Chazal, Melamed, Shekol Tzadik Vetzadik, Noisnim Loi Modoy. Each Tzadik is in his villa in Oilom Abo. Each Tzadik has his. So the taich of it is, and that he taiches, that's the modoy, right? The base olama. So there's olama, and this is base olama. Every person is, even though it looks like we're all here in the same world and the same thing, every person be'etzem is in his olam, is an olam by himself. Every person has his tchunas, his circumstances, his nisyanus, his kishrainus. Everybody has it. He's put here in this world on a mission. He's put in a box. Here's your thing, right? At the end of this thing is something called Beis Olamai. That's the tracklin that you're meant to go to, right? And the game plan is, the tachlis of your life is to navigate in your olam. There's things which pull you this way, there's things which pull you that way, to remain steadfast in the right derech and continue in that mahalach to be moilech al beis olamai. But everybody has olamai, and Mamela, everybody has each person's olam is a derech which is movilim, which takes him to beis olamai, to his modoy, to his particular place. And it's different. Everyone is different than the other one. How's that? Because it's a different set of circumstances, bechlal. It's a different situation, a different matzah bechlal, different world. And a person in this world is navigating that. A person is called a hoylech. That's why a person is called a hoylech in that nekuda, because the oylem is what's meylech him, right, to that mother that's miyuchad for him, beis olama, with his kaiches, his nisyanus, all the pratim of his life, their chalokim of his oylem, which is meant to be meylech him to his beis olama. That they say, that's a pasuk batzim. Sfarim are full of this idea that's the difference between a person and a malach. A person is a hoylech, and a malach is an oymed. And a malach is an oymed. The Pasuk said this, and a malach is an oymed. Why? Because a person is meant to, can better oneself. A person can pull himself and is meant to, if he's a person actually, not a behemoth, is meant to pull himself from one madrega higher to the next madrega. You're meant to be a hoylech. You're meant to be a hoylech. A malach, as kodesh as a malach is what a malach is. Whatever the Ratzon Hashem was that made that malach, whatever that malach is meant to be, that's what it is from day one. That's what that malach is from day one. A malach is an oymed. Pasuk says about the nevuah that's going to be klal. He's going to have a koyach to shteig v'nasati lecha mahalchim bein ha'oymdim ha'ela. Bein ha'oymdim ha'ela. That's what was nischadish in the bria of a mensch that a malach doesn't have. That a malach doesn't have. A person has a koyach to grow. A person has a koyach to grow. A malach doesn't have a koyach to grow. The person's growth is, that's what his world is, a world which enables him, gives him the possibility of growth. And you have to be a hoylech in that thing. You have to be a hoylech. So Reb Tzaddik writes as follows. He gives a big insight into what this is. V'zesh omar, over here in the Taitch of Vayelech Moshe. V'zesh omar Vayelech Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, he was the ultimate hoylech. Hoya hoylech tamid b'mayla mimadrega l'madrega. And this is the last halicha. This all happened the last day of Moshe's life, this parsha. And it all happens, he got to the end game. V'halicha achrayna shenemar b'parsha zu hoya, that took him at sheba al madrega zu, till he got to the madrega where he says, as the parsha goes on, she'omar loy ucha loy dlatzeis v'lova, I won't be able to go anymore. Why? The hainu? Sorry, how he touches up lotzeis v'lova. How does a person grow? If a person has no yetzer haras, if a person has no nisyanis, if a person isn't a person, right? So then you're not growing. Then that's your program. That's not growing. The heiligkeit of a person is because a person does have a yetzer hara. A person does have nisyanis. Here, your halicha, your climbing, is being oimed on that nisyan, being misgaber, and taking the next, taking the step. The step is a step towards toiv, away from ra. Every step that you take takes you to higher madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu here got to the end. Moshe Rabbeinu got, he's not going to get to higher madrega. Like ucha lotzis v'lovei, it's a point where Moshe Rabbeinu has no way to go out of this beis olamim. He's there. There's nothing changing it anymore. There's no more nisyanus. If there's no more nisyanus and nothing pulling you and nothing chas v'sholom, I mean attempting to pull you, then there's no growth. Then there's no growth. That's what it says over here. He says, if you can't fall me madregosay la yucha lovay oid la madrego la malahimen ugamkin kmeisha nemar, it's a pasuk, sheva yipol tzadik vikom. How's a tzadik come? Sheva yipol tzadik, 5 to 7 times even. Hainu al derech shomro bi yirida, she's like a yirida that's a tzarech aliyah. Vahainu, this is all Reb Tzadik, shal yedei ha yirida chas v'shalom. Al yedeze misgaber oid. How does the yirida make it better? Because al yedei the yirida, it takes a bigger koyach for the person to be mischazik, to pull himself out of the mud, right? To pull himself higher. That's a bigger dedication, a bigger act of being marbek for shemai. Ki zeh misgaber oid bechelu yosir v'zehu kisheva yipol tzadik al yedeze v'kom. This kom will be al yedei the nefila because of the in the matzah of nefila, and he picks him up. V'af oz hu gam kein nikra heilich, and that's called a heilich. Even shutzarech aliyah, even when he's in the matzah, in the matzav yarud, and he's down, when with the yeah, he's also called a heilich because he has to be misgaber. That's what he has to do now. Yeah, but Moshe got to the point la yucha lovei. So then zemadrega achroina. V'zeu shomar kan vayelech Moshe. Shekan hichtav, here the Torah wrote hakozav haalicha achroina. V'kol haparshes mikan v'sefer Torah or all by bayayim al yedei this last halicha. Right. V'chein tzorich kol, and he ends up with the words v'chein tzorich kol adam liyos haalich tami. That's what life is about. Life isn't about lazing around and sitting around and eating all day and sleeping all day, or thinking about where you're going to eat and when you where you're going to sleep. Life is about being a heilich and ruchnias. Those are the things that make you a heilich, dafka, by not doing that. By being misgaber on that, a person's meant to be a heilich. And every person has his heilim. Your world, your nisayinus are not the next guy's nisayinus. Right? So it makes one's nisayin different than the other one, but it doesn't potter anybody from anything. It doesn't matter. Everybody has his nisyanis, kifi his trunus hanefesh. That's your world. And in your world, you're going to have this going this way, and you want to go that way, and you have to stay on that derech. You have to be a haylech on that. And then you get obey selama. You get obey selama. Now, there's an interesting, this idea of oilam, you find, I think, in other places also. In other places also. There's a Rashi in by the Mevarches Hashem by in Vayikra Chav Dalad Yud Vayetza Ben Isha Israelis Hu Ben Ish Mitzri. So Rashi brings Chazal Mehechan Yotza. Where's Vayetza? Where did he go from? Where was he? There's a very interesting memra of Reb Levi. Reb Levi Omer Me'olamo Yotza. Reb Levi Omer Me'olamo Yotza. I don't know what that means, Me'olamo Yotza. teaches this. You know, it's true. Sheva, you have to put things in proper perspective. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kof. Right, a person has nisyonis. He has an avera. He fails. He has an avera. But just because he does an avera doesn't necessarily mean he's a yotze me'ilam. He's in the world. He's still in on his playing field. It's his olam. Right, he's still in that olam. Yeah, you fall, you get up, you go weiter. You fall, you get up, you go weiter. There are certain averas, there are certain matzav hanefesh, which the Medrash doesn't tell us what it is exactly. There are certain matzav hanefesh. There's a bechina that's called yotzo me'olamai. Yotzo me'olamai means, you know, I'm out of the game. Right? I'm out of the game. Yotzo me'olamai, then al derech hateva, again. You can get the tshuva, but in a bechina of yot me alama yotza, it's much more difficult. Rashi in Breishis says, Eilam Haza was nivra behei. Right? Why is nivra behei? Because a person should call a rotza lotza. You want to go out of Eilam Haza, so you have on the bottom, you have the open space. You know, it's easy to drop out, literally, just out. Right? With tshuva, you can go back, but Chaim used to touch this up a lot. Chaim should love this. Then you have to go up on the side of the hay, up to the top, to the space over there. You have to climb up. Chazal might say not like that, but even if you didn't have that, it's easy to fall out. Now climb back into there from there, the way you fell out. It's not so poshut. So it also doesn't preclude the possibility, but it's a whole different ballgame. Right? It's a whole different story. A person is ba'olamai. Person chas v'shalom, it ended the way it ended for the ben for the ben Yisraelis who ben Mitzri, because mehechan yotza, the Chazal are giving us an insight to what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying why vayetze ben out of olama yotza. When you're out of olama, when you're in your olam with your street signs and this thing telling you, hey George, you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do this, you could speed past a red light sometimes. You could fail to stop at a stop sign. You could take a wrong turn sometimes, but you're still there. And there, Shiva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. In a matzav of Me'lama Yotza, then it's a whole different. Then it's a, again, you never say never. Say never. But then it's a whole, it's a Shvera Matzav. It's this idea of Olama. Each one of us is in our world, and we're there. Eibishter put us there as the Bechir of the Bria, in order, L'Toivoseinu, the Yetzer Hara, everything is L'Toivoseinu, to afford us the possibility, Al Yedei being Misgaber on the Yetzer, to be Marbek for Shemayim, which takes us steps and steps closer and closer to the Eibishter, until you get to Beis Olama, the Madar that everyone has, but Beis Olama at the end of following the path in his world. Now, I saw over Rosh Hashanah in the Machzorim, many of the Machzorim you have from Rav Sadia Goyen, right, ten inyanim of the Tkiyas. At the end, after the ten inyanim of the Tkiyas, so he brings a chazal. It's called a medrash, yeah? It's a medrash. And yes, the Mokar is a Zayar in Parsha Shaifta. Okay, I can't tell you more than that, but it's a Zayar in Parsha Shaifta. He says like this, a very, very interesting medrash. Kipshuta, it's like difficult to understand. Kol Hashana, the whole year, Hasatan Mekatrig al Yisrael, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch. The whole year, the Satan's Mekatrig on Kol Yisrael. VaKadosh Baruch Hu Doicha Yisrael LeRosh Hashanah. The Eibush says, whoa, I got a day for that. Wait for Rosh Hashanah. Hang in there. Kolzman, hang in there. Doicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doicha Yisrael Rosh Hashanah LeYayim Adin. Uber Rosh Hashanah, so the Satan dresses up in his best suit, right? Comes to the Eibishter and says, "Rosh Hashanah, Bo Satan leKatrig," and he brings an aid. Mevi Hachama LaHoyd Alav Anesayim Shel Yisrael. He brings the sun to be made on the Chatoyim and the Avaynais of Klal Yisrael. Vachama Meida, and the sun's taka made. VaKodesh Baruch Hu Aimer, what does the Eibishter say? Satan, you don't know Shulchan Aruch. Harei eid echod, vein eid echod neman. Hovei oid bezimcha. Bring a second aid. V'hu ha'ilich, he said, all right, I'll go bring another one. I'll go bring the Levana. And guess what? Can't find the Levana. The Levana's hiding. V'ein ha'moitzei oisa, shehi nichsis. Shenemar, tiku b'chayde shayfar b'kesa l'yoyim chagenu. Yo, what's kesa l'yoyim chagenu? Yoyim shehalavana misbakeshes is being looked for. Ve'eino hem nimsis shimuchusa. And he said, in case you have any doubts about that, this is the Zohar says, Ve'oy timtza b'kesa, the gematria of b'kesa is the gematria of levana. Okay. Lirmoy shehimis kasaboy. Ad kam de medrash. Ad nagel in yoneinu. You know, like, what's going on? Sometimes hide and go seek, and playing hiding and going away. What's the whole point of it? I'll be this idea of Sheba Yipel Tzadik Vikom. We have a Pesach to understand that. It's a tifa thing, but you have a Pesach to understand that, but you need to know a little bit more. If you look at the Jewish religion, it seems Klal Yisrael is obsessed with the Levana. Right? Yeroikeit Kenegdeich, Yerotzen Sheyemalep, Gimas HaLevana. Why are you so busy with the Levana? What is it? But the whole Fakir, more than that, the whole calendar, right, evolves not around the Chama, the whole calendar evolves around the Levana. What's this obsession? What's this obsession? That's a bad word, not the right word, but what's this obsession with the Levana? What's the Kesher to the Levana? There's a Kesher Pnimi between Klal Yisrael and the Levana. The difference is as follows. What I will end up using two words that are tied up the whole thing is Koyach HaYischatshus. What's the difference between the Chama and the Levana? The Chama is what you see is what you get. The Chama is, it's clear. Clear as day, right? That's where that comes from, right? It's Baruch Hachama, okay? It's Baruch Hachama. It's clear. It's a clarity. This is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. You look at the Levana. The Levana comes the beginning of the month when it's in a matzah of Kesa, when it's a matzah of being hidden. The Levana, it has no intrinsic source of light, right? So the Levana is dark. So you think that's it? It's going to be the whole time in the darkness. But the Eibush, when Levana now, at least after the whole thing, the Levana now and its Metzius is a Metzius, where now it's dark, but it gets light, right? It happens to be from the sun. It gets light, and it's not that it necessarily is going to stay that way. It has, quote, a nefila. It can go back to darkness, but it has this koyach ischatshus that will, again, you can always fall, get. Klal Yisrael has nothing by themselves. Klal Yisrael has everything from the Eibishter. You can get a lot of light from the Eibishter, but be'etzim, without the chelak haruchni of the yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim is man denofach midilei nofach that comes to the rabbi nishalaylam. Person has nothing. It's the koyach that a person can be davuk in that and be his chadash. That's what levana. The whole life of Klal Yisrael, the calendar of Klal Yisrael evolves around the levana because Klal Yisrael be'etzim is a parallel. Klal Yisrael be'etzim is a parallel to the levana. That means in Klal Yisrael, in Chama, what you see is what you get. You see the light, right? Levana. What's the kisui of the levana? The kisui of the levana is what the potential that the levana has to be lit, to reflect light, to have the light, isn't necessarily seen by looking at the levana. It's niskasa. It's hidden. It's bifnim. What you see isn't necessarily what you get. You could look at the levana in the beginning of the month, and you see nothing, right? For Kiddush HaLevana, you have to look for the thing wherever it is, and then all of a sudden, a week and a half later, you have all Levana. And then, Chazal Chalil, it goes back and forth. But that's the idea, that's this idea of the Begimas HaLevana. That's the idea of the Levana, this is Chachis. Once you know that, that is Chachis was put in the Bria. Right? Now, the aside of Tshuva, Be'etzem, the aside of tshuva is the koyach ischatshus, right? A person has got to a matzav where of aveira, of timtum, of chayshech, and the person from that chayshech can emerge light. You can bring the Rabbeinu Shalom back. You can bring yourself back to the Rabbeinu Shalom to have the light again. That's the same idea of tshuva is this koyach ischatshus. The matzav, the metzias of tshuva in the world is mikoyach this koyach ischatshus in the world. And when you have this koyach ischatshus, you have a matzah, for example, that you can have if a tshuva ma'ava, Chazal says, doinus nasaloy, to zochias. Right? This doinus can become zochias. Even if it's tshuva me'ira, it's not tshuva ma'ava, al kopanim, what is doinus, things which at the time were done as doinus, are nasaloy, kishgogas, kishgogas, lachalapachas. They're nasa kishgogas. So you have that. So that's the oimik of, now let's go back to the Chazal. Avada. What Chazal are alluding to wasn't, it wasn't just a game of hide and go seek. When the son of the Levana was in this kasa, it's not just the way they're bringing it out to us is the Levana was hiding, but the Taich in saying that the Lebekese liyem chagenu, the kese of it, the hiding of it, was not just how it was hiding, but why it wasn't, why the Levana couldn't and wouldn't say this. The Sotan wants to say Reuven did Avera XYZ and he's Chayev, whatever he's Chayev. So bring the Chama. The Chama is what you see is what you get. There's nothing beneath the surface. Baruch, that's clear. Yeah, okay. He did XYZ. He did XYZ. He's Chayev for XYZ. The Chama has no problem being made. The Chama has no problem being made. The Levon, on the other hand, the Levon knows. The Levon is the Kayachas Chachas. You don't see things for what they physically are right now, but you see things, it looks like that today, but it's lavdafka. You can't say the guy's chayiv something for that, because he's going to do tshuva, and it could be nepech lezochias, it could be nepech lezochias, he's not chayiv anoyin. So the kisui of the levana, the fact that the levana, it's hidden beneath the surface, and it's not the not clarity of it, is gufa, this kayach of his chachis, means that the ra that the person did could itself end up being a toiv. The sheva yipol tzaddik is the goyrem of the kom. Right? So it's not recommended, so we don't say, yeah, you know what, go do averis so you can do tshuva, and then the oir that you're going to bring by doing tshuva is going to be on a higher madrega than everything else. Don't go there, right? Not recommended. Here we're talking in a matzav of bidi eved when it was done. Once, if you have the yipol tzaddik, at kama that the yipol tzaddik is goyrem ekom, so then the yipol tzaddik could be nepech lezochias. The yipol tzaddik could be shovet. It was a chelik of the kom. It was a chelik of the kom. That's why the levana can't be made. That's the shayrish of the kisui of the levana. I had seen the Reb Tzaddik, and then all of a sudden I saw this medrash, and said, like, you know. That's how this may could be. There's tifera things. I don't have such a deep understanding of it, but that's a way to understand the medrash, and it's a very relevant thing. We have this kayachas chachas sheva yipol tzaddik v'kom. But again, the disclaimer is: but you have to stay by loma. You have to realize that we're in a world. Where are you? What are you meant to be doing? If you know what you're meant to be doing, ain't nobody's perfect. Ain't tzaddik v'lo. You know, the person can't say, well, I didn't have air, I blew it, forget it already. That's the biggest thing that the Yetzer Hara that the Sforim talk about is Yush. Is Yush. That's besides Ibn Nachman Muslim. The biggest thing is Yush. You know, the Yetzer Hara can get it and say, yeah, you did this, or there's no hope anyway, so forget about it already. Game over, you know. You don't have another quarter to put in the pinball machine. They still have those. But the game's over. That's chas v'shalom. The game's not over. Stay by lumber. You realize where you are, what you're meant to be doing. You have that beseda. You could use that as a springboard and turn that around and use that as a springboard for growth. That's what you're meant to do. That's this kayach is chachas. At kidekach that the levana wouldn't be made on Klal Yisrael for averus. That's the aside of this medrash that he brings. Now, last thing, which is also relevant to that, and we'll make it bekitzer, is everybody refers to this Shabbos, and rightly so, Shabbos Shuva. Just like Shabbos Chazoin is the Shabbos where the Haftarah is Chazoin Yishayahu ben Amos. So over here, the Haftarah is Shuva Yisrael, so it's called Shabbos Shuva. But I saw in Reb Tzaddik and in other Sfarim, even in Droshes of the Nagi Yehuda, they refer to it as Shabbos Shuva. Not Shabbos Shuva, but Shabbos Shuva. Which would indicate, if there is such a term, which indicates that, and he talks about it, Reb Tzaddik, in a sense, that there's a special kesher between this Shabbos and Shuvah. Now, it's not stop, happens to be, you know, one of the days of the week that come between Mishanim, there's bound to be a Shabbos over there, and after, and then it's part of Aseres Yimei Shuvah, so it's not, you know, It's Shabbos Tshuva. It's the Shab, the Yichud of Shabbos Tshuva. Now, what does that mean? So there's a Medrash in Tehillim, Tzadik Kapitel Tzadik Beis. So the Medrash says like this. Let's quickly read the part of the Medrash that's Negeya. B'shei Shos Be'er Shabbos Nichnas Adam B'gan Eden. He was Nivra Bodhi. He was Nivra B'shei Shos. And Chis Tzivo Asiris Chota Achadisrei Nidoin to Gehenim Shtemesrei Nizgarish Bolitin Baye. Then what do you call? All of a sudden they were going to come to give him an Einish. Nichnas HaShabbos Bo Yoyim HaShabbos Nasalei Sanegar. The day Shabbos came and became a Sanegar for Adam Arisha. V'omar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Olamim B'sheishas Yimei HaMaisa Lo Nenash Adam Ba'olam. In the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa no one was ever punished. So where's the beginning? The beginning is the Shoyrish of everything. Where's the beginning of punishment? On Shabbos you're going to give him again. Ubi Ato Maschil. Listen to the Tain of Shabbos. Zui Kedushasi Zui Menuchasi Ubishvil HaShabbos Nitzel Medina Shel Gehenna. And Mikoyach HaShabbos, Adam Arishin was Nitzel Medina Shel Gehenna. Kiven Shera Adam Koyach Shel Shabbos. Since Adam Arishin saw the Koyach of Shabbos, Bo Adam Loimar Himnoin LeShabbos, he came to say a Mizmar for Shabbos. Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos. Omar Le HaShabbos, Shabbos says to him, it's nice that you're singing to me, but we should both look what the Eibishter did. The Eibishter took it away and upheld my covet too. Omar Le HaShabbos, Li Ato Himnoin, Aniva Ato Noimar Himnoin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemer, Toiv LaHoydeis LaShem, is both of them together. Adam Arishin Omdoi, and the Chazal finished there. Adam Arishin Omroi, why did Adam, what was Adam Arishin saying in this? Kdei Sheyil Medu Kol HaDeiris. So everybody will learn. Listen, she call me she moida al apshoyim ve'oizev. That's a pasuk moida ve'oizev yirucham, right? A pasuk in tshuva of matshuva. Kmi she moida al apshoyim ve'oizev nitzel midina shel gehenim. She neamar toiv lahoydeis. Lahoydeis over there means to be mshabeach to rabbeinu shalela. He's saying, well, anyone who's moida an averus is nitzel. She neamar toiv lahoydeis. Using this moida and lahoydeis, the things l'chayav have no kesha. What's he saying here? What's this medrash saying? But what you do see from the medrash, now, which Shabbos was this? Where was the Shabbos where it was Nizgala, the Koyach of Shabbos, to be Matzal from Gehenna? It was the Shabbos, the first Shabbos, after the Marishan was Chayte, and then he went to Shabbos. It was the Shabbos after Sheshis and Mebrishis. Hayoyim Harasailim, Zeh Hayoyim Chilas Masecha. Right, Rosh Hashanah is what? Rosh Hashanah is if we put we paskin, right? The Tishrei Nivra Olam, right? And what's the first Shabbos after Sheshes and Mibreshes? What's the Shabbos after the Bria? This Shabbos. That's why it's Shabbos Tshuva. The Shabbos that there was Nizgala, this Koyach, which is Tamun in Shabbos, to be Machzul LeTshuva. It's specifically in Shabbos Bichlal, but it's specifically this Shabbos. In this Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? So he writes like this. This is Reb Tzadik himself in Pritzadik on Shabbos Tshuva. He writes, HaShabbos HaZeh HaRishon Shel HaShonah Shehu HaShabbos HaRishon Shel HaBriya UMiyad B'Shabbos Zeh Shehu Shabbos Breishis Shel HaChashesh Yisumi HaMaisa Shel HaBriya Hegin Olav HaShabbos LaAcher HaChet Kedisa B'Medrash Omar Kachel Tshuva Miyad Omar Adem Rishon V'Omar Mizmashir Yom HaShabbos. Ki ikur koyach hatshuva nizgaleloi al yedei Hashabbos hazeh. The ikur of tshuva was nizgale, and it's not coincidental. He's going to explain how that happens. Shenemar vayara likim. It says he's bothered by it. It says vayara likim. It's kol asher also v'hinei tayv moed. Now, part of what he was also was the Adam, and at the time the Eibishter said that the Adam Rishon was chayte already. So, what's the everything you did was kol moed? You made something, and it backfired. He blew it already, right? What do you mean? You already saw that the if it would have left it that there was no Koyach of Shabbos, that there wasn't inherent in the Bria a kayach to be machzer the person lamut of a reset of the Bria, which is what Shabbos is about. So, you know, it says a shabara lekin lasais. So the Mefarshim talk about what's the lasais. So the Rabbi Chaim HaKadosh, I believe, is based on Chazal's Mistama. What it says that the world had kayach to exist for 6 days, and now Shabbos is what gives, every Shabbos is what gives the world the kayach to exist weiter. And on the 6 days, it's a reset. So this reset, that's where the kayach of the tshuva of Shabbos is. Where this reset is the kayach of the tshuva of Shabbos. If had it not been for that, Adam HaRishon was chayte, then there's no taiv ma'ay. That's like, you know, okay, lo alach. Lo alach, we tried, then a person can't do it. A person as a nivra can't be machzor. Teretz says a person can't, but built into Shabbos is this kayach to be machzor. To be machzor. Then vayaras hakoil, the whole thing is toiv ma'oid. Toiv ma'oid, the Targum teaches. It's interesting, if you look in Sefer Bereishis, it says vayara lekim ki toiv every time. The Targum teaches tav. Yeah, toiv, tav. Vayara lekim tav. So now, toiv ma'oid, I'll give you an education in Targum Lashon. So ma'oid in Lashon of Targum is lachada, lamed ches dalet aleph. So it should have been tav lachada, right? How does the Targum touch it? Every other time, vayara lekim ki toiv is tav. Here, takin lachada. Toiv became takin. What does takin mean? Takin means something that works harmoniously. Takin, it works. It's mesukin. Got a tav, kuf, ava, samach, lachav. It's mesukin. It's fixed. It's something, a complete bria that's working harmoniously. Hildebishter looked at it, that the bria has its kiyum. The kiyum of the bria is built into the bria that it'll work shalom and harmoniously and not cease to exist. Because of this tikkun that's built in, once he had the tikkun of Shabbos, that Shabbos can be metakin the chet of an Adam HaRishon, that is the tikkun. Now the bria is functioning harmoniously. That's the tikkun. That's the tikkun of Shabbos. How does Shabbos show that? So he says, well, what does it happen? Mipnei shal yidei kedushas haShabbos mefia al adam hisayrus lechuva. Shehu inyan hacharata ushvira belev laachar sheyor einov al goydel apgam. Vezois mefia belev adam ayidei kedushas haShabbos ayidei anefesh hayisera shehu meatzilus. Atzilus is the word that's getting into things we don't understand anymore. So that's where we stop. Right? Okay, fine. Oil matzilus. But what does it mean? What we can't understand? The neshama yisera isn't what enables you to eat an extra portion of chont, right? The neshama yisera is a ruchnius thing. The neshama yisera, a person, it's a known fact. Well, it's a known fact. People can tell you may do some. That somebody on Shabbos, you can masik things in ruchnius. Even learning a kasha, a teretz, and something that you had shver on Shabbos, you have it. It's much easier to understand that you can chap it better and quicker than you can during the week. That's the neshama yisera. And Shami Seir gives it a koyach al tivi, may al the teva to be able to be masik. What thing? Shabbos menucha says, what did the Shabbos come and say? If there's no tshuva, what happens to the menuchasi and kedushasi? Nuchasi and kedushasi, menucha means it's finished, the world's finished. Kedusha means also the Eibush, the Shechina is over here, which is only on something which is echad, it's one unit, it's working and everything, the shleimus of the world. So the Zok Shabbos, I'm meant to be the Shleimus of the world. That's what Shabbos is meant to be. And on Shabbos, you're showing the Pagam of the world, that a guy gets destroyed from the world, that a guy can't even make it in the world. Okay, that's what that conversation is. But what is it about Shabbos, Reb Tzadik says? What is it about Shabbos? On Shabbos, there's Menucha. I think there's nothing going, just the world. The Bria, sit back and look at the Bria. And with the Ria of the Neshama Yaseir, which gives you a Ruchni Yizdika way of looking at the Bria, you see the Shleimus of the Bria, the Ganzkeit, the harmony of the entire Bria. Now what comes to a thinking person then? A Chayte? If this is such a harmony, what did I do? How chomor what I did is that I was Ke'ilu Pegeya in such a beautiful, there's this beautiful kli called the Bria, right? And I came with my Avera to make a nick in that kli. Right? That's the Chaymer, it's unbelievable Chaymer. That's what he says, a person is hit with all that Merirus, that's the Hisairus of Tshuva that comes all your day to Neshama Yisera. When you have that Hisairus of Tshuva, that moves you to Tshuva. That's what, for a thinking person, what Shabbos is. That's and which Shabbos is it particularly where this is Nisgala? It's a cycle, the Jewish calendar. It's the, those are the kaychas, the iris of any specific day is that day. The Shabbos after the Bria, that's a Shabbos mesugal for tshuva. That's Shabbos tshuva. That's Shabbos tshuva. That, which is really kosher to what we said. The Sheva Yipot Tzadik V'kam. Shabbos gives that efsharus of kima because Shabbos is the day where you have that possibility. So if you understand what your tachlis is in the world, that every person has oilamoy, and the oilam is meant to be an oilam of kedusha, where your marba kedusha and your mizgaber on the nisyonos, not decide to fall prey to the nisyonos. And falling prey to the nisyonos is also when you say, yeah, okay, I'll learn a little bit, but I have to have a break. I have to do this, I have to do this, and I have to do that. Think, I'm not saying people don't need breaks and people don't have to take a long time, but think good and hard, do I need the break, don't I need the break, and how much of a break do I need? You're meant to be a heilich. You're meant to be a heilich. A heilich, you have to be machshev what you're doing. Is a person perfect? Absolutely not. Will a person do averus? Absolutely. Is it a point of no return? No. Sheva yipot tzadik v'kam, but stay by lama. Otherwise it becomes much harder. Shabbos tshuva befrat is the koyach, that the matana that we have of Shabbos, that the Eibishter gives us a reset, gives us a koyach to bring out this koyach eschatzis, particularly on Shabbos. Shabbos is called something that the Eibishter has. It's bebeis genozov. Bebeis genozov. He has in his where he has his valuable things. He has this matana Shabbos bebeis genozov. So it's yodua. It's Yadua from the Ger Rebbes, the Svasemes, the Chusherim, that they teach when on Shabbos, when it's basic Nozav, it's not the teach that he takes Shabbos out of basic Nozav and brings it to you. On Shabbos, a person is Nis'ala and the Eibishter brings him into basic Nozav. A person has a Kayach and a Darga to be Nis'ala on Shabbos. With that, a person is Nis'ayr on Tshuva, and then on a Shabbos Tshuva, Saseres Yimei Tshuva, and Shabbos, which is the Shabbos Tshuva, a person can be Zeichet to Tshuva Gemur.